Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Aleph, and we are in Lulav HaGazel. We are on Lamed Amid Beis, and we are in the sugyas of Avankari. Avankari. So remember, Avuna had told the Avankari when they take the Hadassim, when they get the Hadassim from the sellers of the Hadassim, they shouldn't cut it themselves, Rav Huna said, because then they would ultimately be Ganovim, or Gazlonim themselves. Why? Because Karka ain't an exalus until it's cut, and therefore, let them cut it so that the Yeush and the Gzela will take place in the hands of the sellers, and then the Avankari won't be violate Gzela, and then they'll be able to give it to the consumers. Says the Gemara, but the Avankari should get it anyway, because it's Yeush and Shini Rishus, even if they would get it. So the answer is no. The issue is if they would have to take the Hadassim for themselves. And there wouldn't be a Shini Rishus. That, by the way, is a big Shas topic from Maseches Baba Kama. Yeush and Shini Rishus, when those two work together, is that a real team? Is that one really working or the other really working? Is it the Shini Rishus? That's the Iker. And the Yeush just removes a problem. For example, the Chiv Hashava. We alluded to yesterday that how Yeush works is a huge machlokas in the Achronim. How does the fact that he gives up hope then allow me to be Kona'id? Is that a Kenyan? Yeish Kedi Kani. Look at the Lashon of the Gemara, according to those opinions. Yeish Kedi is Kani. So is that really true? So many assume that it's not true. It doesn't really mean Kani. It means allows for the Kenyan. Yeish might remove the Chovas Hashava. When you give up hope, then I don't have to return it. Memela, once I don't have to return it, then Kinyani Geneva and Kinyani Gazela kick in. Right? There's many, many rayas that there's a concept of Kinyani Geneva Gazela even against the will of the Nigzal and even against the will of the Gazlan. Right? The Gazlan might not want to be Kona'id fully, and yet the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, beginning of Akones, that he is Nichnas Tachas Abaylim in order to be Chayiv and Onsen. For example. So, Kinyan and Gazela are there. So, Yeush might remove a problem, a hindrance, that doesn't allow the Kinyan to kick in. That's one way to view Yeush and Shini Rishus. That Yeush is, again, removal of the Chovas HaShava, while Shini Rishus is the actual Kinyan. Or you might say the opposite. You might say that really Shini Rishus is what removes something or solves a certain issue. For example, Be'isura Asi Liyadeh. You can't acquire it if you got it Ba'aveira. But if you didn't get it ba'aveira, then it's okay. So, Shini Rishus, you didn't get it ba'aveira, the other guy took it ba'aveira. And with a prior Yeush, Yeush is the Iker factor, as long as you get rid of the Isura Asaliyate. Or you might say they both work together. Either way, that is a big Baba Kama topic. How those two, even if one says that Yeush does not work by itself, Yeush and Shini Rishus might work together. Rashi quoted yesterday, if you remember, that this might be going according to the opinion that Yeush itself does not work, or even according to the opinion that Yeush itself does work, mitzvah baba veira might have higher standards. And that's why you would need both. Okay, so the Gemara then said, what about Shinui Maisa? If I take the Hadas and bind it inside the Dalin Minim, inside the three Minim, right, wouldn't that be good enough for a Shinui Maisa? Right? Any Shinuyim are, once Shini Maisa, again, Shini Maisa has the same question. Is Shini Maisa a Kinyan, or does Shini Maisa remove the Chiyuv to return the item and makes it into Chovas Damim, and then that's why the Kinyan would work? So we say, no, Kasavar Lulav Ein Sarach Eged. This opinion is following the one that says Lulav Ein Sarach Eged, as we quoted yesterday for the Maritz Chayis, and therefore, even if you do make an Eged, even if you want to say Lechatchila, one should make an Eged like the Rabbanan hold, still that's not going to be good enough to make this into a Shinui Maisa. And then we said, even if you say Lulav Sarach Eged, you also might not say it is a good Kinyan, because it is a Shinui HaChozel Lebir Yaso. It's a Shinui that can go back to what it was. Rashi says, Matir Ogdan, the Hare Hekavari shown up. You untie it and it's like it was. It's not a real bona fide superior Shinui, and therefore it wouldn't work. Tosfos here points out in Shini Chozel Lebriyaso, but it's Kona Midrabanan. Shini Chozel Lebriyaso is Kona Midrabanan, says Tosfos. So why shouldn't it work here? Somebody buys already made lumber and they just fit it into a kli, so it's able to be undone. So why don't you say that's good enough? Says Tosfos, because it's only Drabanan. Kiva to be daraisa lo kani lo nafikacha. For our purposes, for lachem, for the standards of lulav, you need it to be a kinyan d'oraisa, not a kinyan d'rabanan. And Shini Chos L'Briyasa was only kohen mi d'rabanan. That is Tosfos' first line. But then Tosfos says, what about our daf? Right, this already counts. Sukkah Laman Aleph. Today's daf, we know, there's also a different kinyan d'rabanan in the story of Ahi Safta, which we'll get to by Hashem in a couple of minutes. Basically, the issue is where, after someone steals it, we know there's a takana d'rabanan called takanas meirish. The takana of the board. What does that mean? If a gazlan steals something and then builds it into a structure, so then Chazal said, to make this guy do tshuva and to knock down his old structure and make him return the board, he's never going to do tshuva. So you know what? Let him keep the board and let him pay back money. That's the takana of Meirish. The takana of keeping him the board, which is the takana of letting gazlanim keep their object if they built it and used it, and it would be difficult for them to do tshuva if they would have to return the item. So the Gemara there says that that's good enough. That kinyan is good enough. And you don't have to return it. So Miyu, he says, Mashmi Gabi Sukkah Denafik Avagav Delo Kani Elamit HaMeirish. You see there the kinyan d'rabanan does work for the mitzvah of Sukkah. So what's the difference? Why over here does it not work? And there it's not called the Sukkah Gzula. Right? Takanas Meirish. Does a kinyan d'rabanan overcome the problem of Gzula or not? That's the stira. So Tosfos formulates an answer, but we have to figure out what the answer means. Ela yesh latarets, ha sa mishum takanas hashavim. Over there is because of the takana for people to do tshuva. And that's why it works. The hacha ba'agudas lulav ba'alma lo shayach takanas hashavim. Here it's not shayach, dinakel lahatir agudo. Let him just untie his lulav. Right? There's no real takana here. Untie his lulav, and that's why we would say it would not work. Well, it's still a little difficult because it's still a kinyan. You're right, there's no tircha to untie. That's why this is not included. But it's still a kinyan d'rabanan called a shinui hachozu l'briyaso. So still, the Tosfos Rashi here adds in one line, asa'o ki'ilu hi shelo. They made it as if it's his, but still, why? If they're both d'rabanan, so what that it's easy? It's a different mechanism of kinyan d'rabanan. Still, why should there be a difference between these two? Tosfos says it, but we still need some explanation how it exactly works. So there is a thought mentioned by the Beis Ephraim, who says, and this is probably what Tosfos is saying, and that is, there are two types of kinyanim d'rabanan. How are the rabanan working? The Rabbanan on the one hand have the power to regulate my behavior. They could say, do something, do this, and don't do this. That's true. If that's true, if they say, like, Shini Achos L'Briyasa, they say, you know what, it's good enough, keep it. So that works, but that's not going to really work for a high standard where you're going to need Lachem. But there are other times where the Rabbanan use their secret weapon, so to speak, and that is Hefker Bezen Hefker. The Rabbanan have the power, based on Psukim and Navi, to regulate the financial status of every Jew. And they can take money from A and be mafker it, and according to some Rishonim, even give it to B. They have that power, using Hefker Bezen Hefker. Some Gemaras even say this is connected to the Kol D'Mekadesh sugya. Kol D'Mekadesh, Adayta D'Rabbanan Mekadesh, whoever gets married is based on the will of the rabbis. V'yafkin Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei. And what Gemara even connects that to Hefker Bezen Hefker, explicitly. So Hefker Bezen Hefker is a weapon, so to speak, that the Rabbanan could use in order to change ownership. So explains the Beis Ephraim, when they use that, that's a real change. And that's a real, bona fide, stronger kinyan than other kinyanim d'rabanan. It's still d'rabanan, but it can achieve a result d'oraisa, because d'rabanan really changed the ownership. So maybe that's what's going on here. By takanas meirish, the takan of hashavim, of the board, that we're going to have at Hashem on today's daf. So there, d'rabanan use hefker bezen hefker. You're allowed to keep it, it's yours, halachically. And memela, that's good enough. It's not called the Sukkah Gzula. Masha'ekein in our sugya, Tosfos says, Shini Achoz L'Briyaso? Okay, that's a kinyan d'rabanan. And you're allowed to keep it. But it's not that they didn't use Hefker Bezen Hefker here to make it yours. Right? It's just that it is mitzvah la'nigzal l'shmo l'divrei chachamim, and he could give the hadas to, and let the guy keep the hadas. Anyway, that's the lumdus. Different kinyanim d'rabanan. Some use Hefker Bezen Hefker, and some would not. And that's what Tosfos means over here, to be mechalik between the two different kinyanim d'rabanan. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Second to last line, V'likniyu ha'bishinu Hashem. So we tried, not going to be nikka v'shini maisa. And even if you say, lulav tzarech eget. So what about shini Hashem? Meaning, there's another type of shinoi. The status change. Something is called something different. D'meikara havile asa v'hashda Hoshana. It used to be called a hadas in Asa. And now, as part of the eged, it's called a Hoshana, which we would call a lulav, right? It's called all the mitzvah of lulav. So where it says no, meikara nami la'as hoshana karele. When people get hadasim, so they're getting it for the lulav. So it's really, the roots of the name are already called earlier. What's a real shini Hashem? That's Gemara's at the end of Baba Kama. You know, if you have a pregnant animal and the animal gives birth. So now, it used to be a fetus, and now it's a baby, which is also might be a shini maisa. But again, there are serious shini Hashems, but this is not one of them. Okay, Adkan, the story of the Avan Kari. Now we continue. Tana Rabbanan. Sukkah Gezula. If there is a stolen sukkah, v'hamesachech v'rishas arabim, or somebody sets up his sukkah in the middle of the public area, which Rashi says is also a form of gezel, because it's gezel rabim, right? You're stealing from the public area. So both of these are examples. Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachamim machshirin. Rabbi Eliezer posels in that case. It's a sukkah gzula, and the chachamim are machshir. Amar Rav Nachman, machlokes, what is the case under discussion? Bishitokeith es chaveiro votzio misukaso. My friend built a sukkah. I knock him out of his sukkah, and I live there. Right? His sukkah, it's in his property. It's in the Nigzal's property. And what do? I go in, and I throw him out of his sukkah, and I'm there. That's the case of sukkah gzula. Votzio misukaso. So what's the machlokas about? Rebbe Eliezer letaimei de amar ein adam yotzei de chovaso besukaso shachaveiro. And Rebbe Eliezer, as we had back on Daf, Chav Zayin, right? We had the case of Rebbe Eliezer. You have to have one sukkah for all 7 days. You can't sit in somebody else's sukkah. So that's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. So Lashitaso, he says, this case is possible. Why? Mimanavshach, says the Gemara. E karka nigzeles. If you say that karka can be stolen, if you all like that opinion, sukkah gezulahi. It's a stolen sukkah. Because here you stole. Sukkah gzula, therefore, it's not yours. Ve'inami karka ain't an exile. And if you say karka is not an exile, sukkah, it's still not yours. Sukkah sh'ulahi. They don't have the status of a borrowed sukkah. And either way, it is psula. Ve'rabbanan l'taymayu. And the Rabbanan go according to their reasoning. To Amri Adam Yotzi l'chavasa v'sukkah z'chaveiro. You can be Yotzi your sukkah with somebody else's, your mitzvah with somebody else's sukkah. Ve'karka ain't an exile. And karka cannot be stolen. Ve'sukkah sh'ulahi. It is borrowed, and that is allowed. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. What's the machlokas, whether karka nigzelas or eden nigzelas? We'd rather not say that's the machlokas in Metzias. So the Achronim point out here, there's different elements of gezela. What does it mean, karka eden nigzelas? So let's start from the bottom. Number one, karka nigzelas by mean physically. Physically, karka can't move. So karka eden nigzelas, A. But sometimes you might have a case where karka can move. What if you have something that's mechuber lekarka, that's called karka, and then you detach it? So is that called karka moving? What if you have something, Tosis discusses this, and the Stipler discusses this here. What if you have something that halachically is considered karka, like avadim? So would we say their karka is nigzelis? So one element might be the physical act on karka, that might be the problem. Number two might be, even if you say that's true, ain't nigzelis, but there's something called a kinyani geneva, or kinyani gzela. So you might say, even if you don't have A, you might have B. You didn't physically steal it, but you're still kona it for certain purposes. Number three, you might say you can't even do that, but as the Stipler says here, there's still an iser gzela. You still can get an avera for what you're doing. So that's how one could say that the machlokas of karka nigzelas, ein nigzelas, and the machlokas of metzias is a machlokas, you might be referring to different elements of gzela, because gzela has a maisa gzela, an iser gzela, kinyane gzela, right? Many different elements of the gzela, and that might be what's behind the issue of karka nigzelas or eina nigzelas. Again, nafkamina might be areas where karka, you can do a physical act on karka. But either way, the Gemara says, so Rebbe Eliezer apostles, because either way, it's either it's a sukkah gzula or a sukkah sheula. While according to the Rabbanan, it is a considered a sukkah she'ula, because karka eden exhales, and therefore you can be yotze with a sukkah she'ula. Let's continue for a minute, then we'll look at the ritva. Aval, this is the machlokes, says Rav Nachman. But aval gazal eitz in the sichek bahen, but if he stole wood and used them for schach, divrei hakol ein lo ela debei eitzim, everybody would agree that there you only have ein lo ela demei eitzim. What does that mean? Rashi says, ein zu lo gezula vilo she'ula. This would not be called stolen or borrowed. Everybody would agree this is kosher. Even Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Rashi quotes two days. Number one, dekaninu b'shinui maisa v'shini hashem. You made them lumber into schach. Or you cut them into schach. Number one, Kona, Yeish and Shidi Maisa. The Od Mishum Takona Sashavim, which we'll get to soon, but we mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. And that is because the Takona, the Rabbanan want you to be able to do tshuva, Einot Sarech, Listar Bin Yono, El Yachzer Damim. Right? You don't have to destroy it, just return the money afterwards. Takona Sashavim, so Rashi says, even Rebbe Eliezer would agree, says the Gemara, if you stole wood and made it into schach, that you're able to keep it. Mimai, how do you know, says Rav Nachman, that this is the machlokes, that is limited to the case of stealing a sukkah, not stealing the wood and using it for schach? Which is interesting. What's the havamina that would be called a sukkah gezula? Rav Nachman comes in and says, this is only talking about when you threw him out of a sukkah. But if you stole wood and used it for schach, that's not included. As if there's a havamina that would be called a sukkah gezula. Why? Because the schach is the ikar part of the sukkah, as we have said. The first daf in Masechta Sukkah, the Rashi there, al shem haschach nikra sukkah. That's the havamina here. You might have said that's the problem. Kavash Malan, no, that's not included. Mimai, how do you know that? Midiktani dum yudurishas arabim, because of the second case, sukkah gzula, and if you put up your sukkah in Rishas HaRabim, Ma Rishas HaRabim, karka lav di dehu, just like Rishas HaRabim is a case where the karka is not yours, sukkah nami lav karka di dehu, so too the first case in the Brisa must be where it is not yours. Okay, a couple of points on this issue. Number one is the Ritva. We mentioned the Ritva already once in the Masechta, and we said we're going to come back to it now, so we're fulfilling our word. Back on Daf Test, the Ritva asks here, okay, according to the Rabbanan, it's not going to be a problem because it's not considered gezula because karka ain't an exalus. How about Mitzvah Bavavera? Right, what we discussed yesterday. Mitzvah Bavavera! Hikshu B'tosfas, ask the Ritva. We don't have this Tosfas. Hikshu B'tosfas, we call Makom. Kivot Shetokva Mechavero, Ha'ika Mitzvah Bavavera. It fits into Tosfas' definition from yesterday. The Avera allowed you to do the Mitzvah. Here you threw out your friend, and now you're only able to sit in the sukkah because you threw him out. Says the Ritva, again, well-known Ritva Vitirates, well-known in the Misachah Sukkah, we're going to make it well-known, Delo Amrinan Mitzvah Babavera, Ela B'davar Shu Balaratzos. Mitzvah Babavera is limited to specific mitzvos, Kigon, Karban, Shofar, Lulav, V'chayotzebahem, there's no others. Karban Sukkah Lulav. Those three, well, we might add tefillah, right, or brachos, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama. Any mitzvah that is balaratzos, that inherently is meant to bring you close to God, through prayer, let's say, through direct communication. All mitzvos, in general, are meant to bring us close to Hashem. All mitzvos. But specific mitzvos, their whole mahus, are there to talk to God, communicate with God. Shofar is a form of tefillah. Karban is an avoda of tefillah. And even lulav, this gets back to what we mentioned yesterday, the nanuim. The nanuim are so crucial because lulav, in the context of tefillah, that's what's going on here. Aval besukkah, but sukkah she'ein baritzui is not specifically laratzos. Leka misha mitzvah babavera. There is no problem of mitzvah babavera. When you try to get close to Hashem directly and then you do a bavera, that's terrible. That doesn't work. But elsewhere, okay, you're not great, right? But still, not the best thing to do. But still, it would not be called mitzvah balbavir by other mitzvahs. Obviously, this is against the Yerushalmi that we said yesterday. Some achrodim say maybe it's a machlokas in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, because you remember the Yerushalmi mentioned matzah as another example of mitzvah balbavir, stolen matzah. So that's not balaratzos, right? Matzah is like sukkah. So either way, it might be a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. Rov Rishonim, though, don't limit it. Even though, what's the biggest riot to this day in the Ritva? Shas Bavli, that it's not a topic that's said all over the place. You would think Mitzvah Babaveira would be applied in many other places. The Rif has a tshuva, where he applies Mitzvah Babaveira by stealing Svarim. You steal Svarim and you try to use them. Mitzvah Babaveira. Okay, so there are applications in the Rishonim. If you look in Shas, it's very, very limited to where Mitzvah Babaveira applies to. That's the biggest raya. Again, it just popped into my mind, even though all mitzvahs are really to get close to God. There's a beautiful makor just related to that, and that is, I mentioned this in past years, but years have gone, and that is the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Brachos. The Rambam describes that there are three types of brachos. Birchas ha-mitzvah, birchas ha-nehenin, and birchas shavach v'hodah. So you have bracha on pleasure, bracha on mitzvos, both of those are said before, and before the event, and Shavuot Hodah is said after the event. The Rambam says that a bracha on pleasure, on hana, must be said before I partake of the pleasure. That makes sense. The Gemara says in brachas that it is the function of a bracha is a matir. It's what allows me to get the pleasure, so I have to say it beforehand, and then acknowledge Hashem is the true source of all these pleasures, and then partake. That's matir. But then the Rambam, or Salvation, points out, has one unusual line, kishem. Kishem, just like, whenever the Rambam says kishem, our ears have to open wide, because the Rambam does not have to give us comparisons in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says in the first parak, just like you have to make a bracha before you get hana, so too you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Why does the Rambam say kishem? Just say, you have to make a bracha. We know the principle, over la'asi asan. But that's not similar to birchas hananin. Birchas hananin is a matir. Birchas HaMitzvah, for whatever reason, you have to say the bracha beforehand. That's what Chazal instituted. What's the kishem? Explains Rav Salvation beautifully. No, it is also a matir. They're both. Why? Because if you think about it, who are we as finite human beings to try to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing mitzvos? We're doing mitzvos. Who are we? Hashem is the infinite. Who are we to try to create a relationship, a connection between the finite and the infinite? It's presumptuous to assume that we could even create that relationship. So you know what Chazal say from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Make a bracha. If I acknowledge the context, if I acknowledge that there's a mitzaveh and we are the mitzuvim, then Hashem says, yes, it's okay. Now you can do the mitzvah and get close to me. That's the matir element of a birchas ha-mitzvah zel. And we paskin that you can't make a bracha after you do the mitzvah. The Arzaruah says that, but we paskin, if you're still doing the mitzvah, fine. But if you finish doing the mitzvah, you can't, because there's this matir element. By birchas ha-nehenin and by birchas ha-mitzvah. So really all mitzvahs in general have this idea of getting close to Hashem. But the Tosfos in the Ritva here say that there are specific mitzvahs that are ba l'ratzos. The Ritva himself argues, V'li nireh, I think it's wrong. Because if you look in the Rishalmi, matzah shel tevel, matzah gzula, mitzvah ba'aveira. That's not the reason that the Rabbanan here don't say mitzvah ba'aveira. So he's got to come up with a different answer. Again, what's our case? A stolen sukkah. The Rabbanan say karka eden nigzales. So you're yotze, because it's considered sha'ul. So what else can you say? Aval anachon dehacha kiva delokani laklau. If you say karka eden nigzales, what does the Ritva say? He focuses on kinyani gzela. Remember we said, the stipler says right here, of course you get an aveira. You get an isser of gzela. There's just no kinyan gzela, and the chiddush is you can separate between the two. You might say if you can't do a kinyan gzela, you didn't do anything. No. So the Ritva focuses on the kinyan. Kiva delo kani laklal, uber shuse demare isa, and it's still considered as if it's in the rishus of the nigzal, the ein ha-mitzvah motzi asa me rishus bailim. The mitzvah doesn't take it out of the rishus. Lo chashiva mitzvah babaveira. You know why? Because you didn't do anything. Vahariyu ki ilu haisa sadev da alma. Gezula Bershuso. It's as if somebody else stole something and you're using it. She alba pisha aveira biyado ein hasuka nifselas pekach. That is not mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. There is an aveira. You did an aveira, but that does not impact in any way the sukkah, because the sukkah halachically is still in the other guy's hands. So it's still called she'ula. It's she'ula even though you did it's amazing. You did a maisa gzela, but there is no effects of that maisa gzela. So, Lamai Nafkamina, are you going to be pasul la'edus? If Bezdin would take you to court, would you be pasul la'edus? A Gazlan is pasul la'edus. Rush at the Hamas. But he didn't get anything out of it. You might say it's similar to, what if he stole less than a Shavapruta? Similar idea. There's no chiyav hashava. There might not be kinyanim unless the neshama pruta, but there's an aveira there. So that's an important ritva. Both parts of the ritva are important. Okay, one other ha'ara, and that is the Maritz Chai is here again. The Maritz Chai is here notes on back on Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Mimanafshach, it's going to be pasul, because if you hold karka and exalus, it's a stolen sukkah, and if it's not exalus, it's sha'ul, and remember, Rabbi Eliezer, what I hold, that you can't use anybody else's sukkah. Says the Maritz Chayis. Shamati lahakshos, tahari tzarech lios b'chol makom, kinyin begufo shel karka. If you say karka and exalus, how could you say karka nigzelas? Whenever you make a kinyan on land, you have to do an act, a physical act in the land. You have to dig on the land. You have to put up a fence on the land. You have to, machlokas ramam raivin, whether you can even spread out your fruit on the land. Is that considered a maisa b'gufa karka? But here, what'd you do? You didn't do anything. He already had this sukkah there, and you just went inside the sukkah. How is that considered a maisa b'gufa karka to be kona? Right? One of the tzadim is, if you say karka nigzelas, how is it nigzal? How is it, according to Eliezer, it has to be yours. So if you say karka nigzalas, there has to be a kinyan gzela here. Where is the kinyan? Says the Maritz Chayis. You didn't do a maisa b'gufa karka. So he says, lishitasi. Remember what I said yesterday? Says the Maritz Chayis, that if lulav tzarech eged, because there's a mitzvah that's machshiv this into a maisa, so here the same thing. Because you're living in the sukkah is a mitzvah, that's machshiv it into a maisa b'gufa karka. Wow. Maritz Chayis l'shitaso. Right? Laman am a beis, laman alef am an alef. V'havi kenene b'gufa shel karka v'i efshar diyatza mechashiv gazel. That is the shita of the Maritz Chayis. Okay. There's a lot here, but let's continue. Also relates to the issue, just to throw out, whether the ground is part of the chefza shel sukkah. So far we've discussed, the schach is definitely part of the chefza shel sukkah. The walls is a machlokas. If you remember, Rambam Rush, whether chal shem shemayim ala chagiga and ala sukkah applies to the walls also or only the schach. Machlokas, the Rush says only the schach, the Rambam says also the walls. But now we're getting into, what about the ground? Right, sukkah gzula. You stole the area on the land. So maybe in a certain sense, it's not really chefza, but it's definitely a hechi timsi that's required to build your sukkah on. So that's also an interesting question. Okay, story time. It's like yesterday's story, a halachic story. Hahisavta, there was a woman. Da'asoy l'kamidu Rav Nachman. She came in front of Rav Nachman. Obviously, as is seen from the context, she had a sukkah that the servants of the Reish Galusa had thrown her out of her sukkah and were living in the sukkah. Amra le Reish Galusa, she said, Amra le. I'm sorry, not the sukkah. They had stole wood from her and used it to build their sukkah. So Amra le, she says, Reish Galusa, v'gula rabbana, debi Reish Galusa, b'sukkah gezula havayasvi. Rav Nachman, help me out, please. Right, all the rabbis are sitting in a stolen sukkah. Tzavcha v'lo ashkechva, she screams and screams and nobody listens to her. So lo ashkechva Rav Nachman, Amra le, Itza, the Havilei Lavua, Tlasmea, Vatimni Sri Avdi. My Zeta had 318 Avadim, meaning Avram Avinu. Amir Eliezer, he went out to battle with 318. Right? Savcha Kamaichu. This woman, who is so chashif, she has so many, her Zeta had so many Avadim, is screaming in front of me, Ashka Chisuba, she don't say a word. Rav Nachman, hello? Amar Lohu, Rav Nachman, Paisahi. She is someone who talks a lot, duh. Ve'ein la ela d'mei eitzim bovad. Sorry, only d'mei eitzim, meaning takanas hashavim, and they don't have to give back the money. It's not a sukkah gzula. Period. A number of questions. Number one, seems somewhat rude. Rav Nachman's answer. She's crying and crying, and he says, "Ah, pa'isahita." Number one. Number two. Why didn't Rav Nachman tell her this in the first place? Say there's a concept of takanas hashavim. Why didn't he say this? Number two. Number three. What is the woman bringing in Avram Avinu for? And the avadim. Now, what's the connection to Avram Avinu, right? And finally, why, I think I mentioned all the questions. These are all the questions of the Aruch Laner, right? Why didn't Rav Nachman answer her? Why didn't, what was the Isha saying about Avram Avinu? Why did she mention the Avadim? And why afterwards does Rav Nachman call her Pi'isahudu? And why does he say it Balasha Nistar? And why does he say, you don't have anything. He just like quotes the halacha, derech agav, on the side. Says the Aruch Laner, v'anir l'aniyaz daiti b'yishuv kolzeh. When the woman comes in front of Rav Nachman, Mistama, Lohim Tina Ar Chalamoid. Mistama, she didn't come on Chalamoid, she came on the first day of Yontif. All of a sudden, she sees they're using. She came on the first day of Yontif. Kisha Yashu Basukkah. They were sitting in the sukkah, and she came in front of Rav Nachman. Vehine, if it was really a din gezula al karkach, Rabbi Nachman would have to get involved. If it was really a sukkah gezula. But obviously it wasn't because of takanas hashavim. Al Rav Nachman sheyada hadin she'ein kan psul gezula v'she'ein la tfiya rak demei etzim. But Rav Nachman knew the answer. He didn't want to tell her exactly this answer explicitly on Yontif because it's dini mamonis. Right, it's not in Yonat Yoma. It's Dini Maminis. I don't want to talk to you about it today. V'ein done in Biyantif. Therefore, he tried to kind of poo-poo it and not listen. But the woman was not taking no for an answer. Shelo Yada, he says, she didn't realize it. She thought that the reason Rav Nachman wasn't listening is because, you know, she'ein kan din gzula. Avo reish galusa. Shkivan shu lo gazal rak avadav gazlu. Ein sorak litin din al maisa avada. Wasn't really the Reish Galusa that did it. The servants of the Reish Galusa stole it. So maybe that's why she thought Rav Nachman was poo-pooing it. That's why she says, my Zayda had 318 Avadim. Talking about Avadim? You know, when my Abba Yarkas Chanicha, as it says, Avim Shalilu Harbi Avadim, and he was still Nizhar Lashomram, Shalo Yilohutim Achar Maman Acherim. The Reish Galusa also has that responsibility. So Rav Nachman realizes that he's going to have to answer this woman, but he still doesn't want to answer directly because then it would be din. So he answers his Talmidim so that she will overhear. That's why also he does not say a direct statement to her. She says that, he says that the halacha is Ein lo ela d'me'itzim bovad. Kedei shetishma gamivar pi'isihida lomar im lo shekolanis hi ha'isi shosek hayom. Pi'isihida, meaning this woman keeps talking, meaning I wouldn't have answered this, but I have to because she's not taking no for an answer. So all of these insights into the story in order to help us understand what is going on. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Amar Ravina, back in the middle of Amud Aleph. Hi, Kishura de Mital Alta de Gzula. This board of a sukkah that was stolen, Avdi le Rabbana Takanta, Rabbana made a takana b'shut takanas meirish. Not only if you stole the whole sukkah, but also a board, because of the takana of the board, of keeping the board, takanas meirish. Pshita, so it's obvious, maishna mayetzim. What's the difference if you stole wood and fashioned them into schach, versus you stole one board, one piece of lumber, ready-made? So Gemara says, "Ma'od etema etzim shchichi aval haylo shchicha." You might say that etzim are shchiach, meaning if you say that the goslin gets to keep it, the nigzal could go to the store with the money and buy something. Aval haylo shchicha, but this type of meiresh, it's a fancy type of piece of lumber. It might not be so easy to find. So you might say, "There, we don't allow the goslin to keep it." Emalo kamash malon. We do let him keep it. There is an interesting Gemara in Maseches Tainis, where the Gemara says that when the Anshe Ninveh did tshuva, after the story of Yonah, they did tshuva, what was the tshuva, tshuva gemura? They didn't even rely on Takanas Meirish. That's the tshuva they did. That's what's described. Tainis Tezayinim and Aleph. They did not rely on it. They returned. They were Mekakea Kol Abinyan, Kol Abira Kula, Umachzir Meirish Laba Aleph. They knocked down their binyan, and returned it. Why is that? The Rabbanan said they could keep it. So one has to say that even if you say Takan is Meiresh, there's still something there. Still something there. The Gavra might have a stain. Even though you don't have a Chovas, you don't have a Chiv to return it. Because we want you to do Tshuva. One could say based on that Gemara, there's still a super Mitzvah and a Mufkar to return it. And therefore, the Anshe Ninveh wanted to go above and beyond in order to do Tshuva, to make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees their Tshuva, they went out and return the board. Weiter. Maishna. Sorry. Hani mili begoshiva. This is all during the 7 days of Sukkot. Avalabasar shiva hadar be'enei. But after Sukkot, then there's no bar takanas meirish, because you're going to take down your sukkah. So at that point, then you have to return it. V'chibra batina, but if you cemented it in, I mean, you're going to keep it. V'fil achar shiva nami yav le'dami. Then you can just give dami because it stays. The Avni Milum, the Kso says in Simon Chavches and Evan Ezer. The Avni Milum is on Evan Ezer. You know what you see from here? Matana Amanas Lahachzir. Even if you're going to have to return something in a certain time, at the moment, it's yours fully. This is one of the Ksos's topics that he talks about at length. Right? The sugi is the first parak in Kiddushin, where the Matan Malas L'Achzer works for Kiddushin. How much do we say that if you're going to return something in the end, but while you have it, it's called yours? Says the Avni Miluim, so same author. Says the Avni Miluim, Simin Chavches, you see from here that it works, because you're going to have to return it after Sukkos, in the first case. And yet, it's still called yours. There's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, where it's got to be your Sukkah. But still, it is considered yours for that time period. Okay, new topic. Tana. Yavesh Pasol, Rabbi Yudah Machshis. We finished Gezel, now we get to Yavesh. Yavesh is Pasol, remember we spoke about yesterday. Yavesh is Pasol either because of Hadar, or Zekele Bianveyu, or the Yerushalmi, Lo Amesa Mihaluka. Yavesh is Pasol. Rabbi Yudah is Machshir. Amar Rava, Machlokes Belulav. The Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah is only by a dried out Lulav. The Rabbanan Savri Makshina Lulav to Esrog. The Rabbanan hold, we compare Lulav to Esrog, by Esrog by Hadar, right? Pre-Eitz Hadar, Av Lulav by Hadar. So to the Lulav, so dried out is a lack of Hadar. Rabbi Yehuda, Savri Lulav Makshina Lulav to Esrog. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't compare. Esrog needs Hadar, but Lulav does not. Avol by Esrog, Divriya Kol Hadar Be'ina. But everybody agrees you need Hadar by Esrog. So the Machlokas is by Lulav, period. Very well known, we've quoted this many times. But here it is, Sukkah Laman Aleph. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Right here, Rashi says on this line, on the third wide line, what does it mean we don't compare Lulav and Esrog? Rashi says, the author, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, do not hold of this Hekish, because you need to have the Hekish from your Rebbe. Rashi says, the only tool that you're allowed to do on your own is a Kal V'chomer. That's Rashi. One of the Akronim point out that Hekesh isn't even one of the 13. It means that the general tools, all of the ways of darshaning, Rashi Shita, everything's from a Rebbe except Kavachomer. Tosas, at the end of Tosas, Rebbe Yehuda Savar, says the opposite, or kind of the opposite. No, you can darshan everything yourself, except for Gzeira Shava. Except for Gzeira Shava, right? Here it is. This Machlokas is quoted in many places elsewhere, but the Machlokas is right here, Rashi and Tosas. Tosas at the end. Kol Amidos Sha'adam Don Me'atzmo Chutz B'Gzeira Shava. That you have to have a Rebbe for. As the Ramban writes in the Shrushim, of course you have to have a Masorah for Gzeira Shava. It's a huge book, the Torah. You're going to say, oh, it says the word S, and it says the word S, Gzeira Shava. The whole thing could be Chucha V'Tlula. It has to be that, at least for Gzeira Shava, you have to have a Rebbe. So either way, the Gemara says, the Machlokas of Yudin HaChachamim is about whether you compare Lulav to Esrog. Says the Gemara, B'lulav l'bayir b'yuda hadar. Lulav does not eat hadar according to Rabbi Yehuda Vatznan. But didn't our Mishnah say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yogdenami Lamala? Rabbi Yehuda says, if the leaves are separating on the top, tie them together. My time, Allah Mishun Dabay Hadar. Isn't that because you need hadar? Lo, Kidiktani Taima. No, the reason is, as it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishun Rabbi Tarfan. Kapos Tamarim. Says that to describe the lulav, and we darshin kfos, tie up. It's like a command. We darshin kabos is kfos, not a din in hadar. Im haya parud yichatfenu. If it is separated, then tie it up. Next try. V'lo boy hadar, he does not need hadar atzan, the Mishnah says later on. Ein ognes alulav el bemino div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says you have to use min bemino to tie up your lulav, right? You use a lulav pieces. My time, Allah mishun de boy hadar, isn't that because of hadar? Lo. Da Amar Rava, Afilu Besiv, Afilu Beikra Dedikla. You could use even the non-beautiful parts of the palm tree to tie it up. So you see, it's not Hadar, it's a special dinim in Bemino. Elamai Taima Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that there? To Kasav, Lulav Tzarech Eged. Because he holds, Lulav requires to be bound, the Maisi Mini Achrina, and if you put a different type along with it, Havilu Chamisha Minim. It would be five Minim, and that would be an Isser of, says Rashi, Baltosif. And therefore, that would be a problem. All the Rishonim here, this is one of the major places in Shas where Rishonim discuss Baltosif. We'll do what we can in the time that is allowed. But either way, so the Gemara says, Maskana, at this stage, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Hadar by Lulav. There are different reasons for the prior Halachos. But now the other side. Ube Esrog mi boy Rabbi Yehuda Hadar. Does Rabbi Yehuda require Hadar by Esrog? V'hatanya, arbas minim sheva lulav. The four, the tosefta, four minim. Kishem she'ein polksin mayam, kachem osifin alehen. Just like you can't have any less, you can't add on to them. Lo matza esrog, if you don't find an esrog, lo yavi, you can't bring any other fruit. Lo parish, lo rima, lo dever acher. Can't bring a quince, a pomegranate, nothing. If you remember, the Rambam brings this as an example, as a pirush ha-makubal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the Rambam's five categories of Torah Sheval Peh. The first two, one is Halacha Moshe Misinai, one is pirush ha-makubal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says this. This is not a Halacha Moshe Misinai, that a pre-Eitzah there is an Esrog. But it's a pirush ha-makubal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. This is one of the examples the Rambam gives, all along with Ayin Tachazayim. Those are the two famous ones that he quotes. Kimushin Vaiter Ksherin. If one of the minim is withered, it is still kosher. Yaveshim Sulim, but if it's totally dried out, it's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af Yaveshin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even dried out is kosher. V'yom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda even proves it. Maisa b'b'nei Krachin, she'em orishas l'vein l'b'nei b'neien. There was a story about people who lived in the Krachin. They used to give their lulavs to their children, yarshin it. They were pretty dried out by then. They were being used for years. Amru lo, and the Rabbanan answered Rabbi Yehuda, b'sham raya. Ain't Shasat Chag Raya. Don't bring me any Rayas from Shasat Chag. You don't have a choice there. So of course there is no Raya. That's the end of the Brisa. But what do you see in the Brisa? Rabbi Yehuda says Yavesh is Kasher. K'tani Mios. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Yavesh and K'sherin. My Lav A Esrog. Isn't that also referring to Esrog? Which would prove he does not hold of Hadar even by Esrog. Meaning, when it says in the Torah, pre-Eitz Hadar, he learns, has a different interpretation. Lo Alulav. No Raya. It could be that's referring to Lulav. The Ritva here discusses, the Gemara says, Kishem she'ein pochsin mehen kach ein mosifin alehen. Says the Ritva, that only means a different min. But to add on more minim of the dalan minim, that is okay. Shelo nitna Torah be'echad me'arba minim shir lamala elo lamata. Shelo yifchos bilulav echad u'mishtei aravos u'migel mehadasim. But if you want to have more, that's okay. And he says, that's the minhag in my circles, that there are many that add on hadasim. That's what the Ritva says. The hashtam b'minin irina, d'ktani minim shebelulav, v'lo irina b'shi'ura, nimseh islam eshem osifin, v'chol min v'min, kamo she'yirtzu, v'chei noagu ha'olam, v'hadas v'arava, also aravas, he says. L'fishu noi, he says, people add on hadasim and aravas, v'lo noagu l'hosif belulav v'esrog, l'fishe'eno derech noi. But to have two lulavs, not really noi. Have one lulav, make it beautiful, surrounded by hadasim and aravos. V'noagu b'mikzas ha-makomos, and then he adds, some people add on hadasim because not all of their hadasim are mishulashim, as we would call them. So therefore they add on other. He says, that I'm against, because that's like two minim. If something is not good hadasim, just add on all good hadasim. That is the Ritva. If you look at the Rambam, Rambam has a difficult shita, at least according to our Girsa. Just to mention it, the Rambam says in Hilchas Lulav, you are only allowed to add on to Hadasim. That's the Rambam Shita. Kamenotel mehen Lulav Echad, Esrod Echad, Shnei Badi Arava, Vishlosha Midi Hadas. Vimratzel Osif Bahadas, Kadesha Ti Aguda Gedola, Mosif Vinoy Mitzvahu. If you want to add on to Hadasim, that's fine. But then the Rambam adds, and there's a question about the Girsa here. Aval Shar Haminim? Ein mosifin ala minyanim. Don't add on. You cannot have on extra others. The ein gar man, don't have less. The im hosif o garad, if you did. So it's two girsos. Pasal or lo pasal. Either way, lechadchila is for sure no good. In the Frankel, lo is in brackets. Right? Lo pasal or pasal, that's very unclear. And the Ravid says, lo shamati meyolam pasal's bazet. What's the problem? There's a minimum shear, like the other Rishonim say. There's no maximum. Why should hadas be different? It's as if the Hadasim, we'll have to talk about this when we get to each of the Dalaminim, where we're in Lulav now. But it's as if Hadas has something special about it in terms of the Noi, integrating into the mitzvah itself. More Hadasim are part of the mitzvah, and that's why it's all okay. The other ones are not. Again, it's unique. That's the Rambam Shita, at least on the Lachadchila level, but the Evid is the Machlokas and the Gersos. But at least on the Lachadchila level, Hadasim are unique. Again, Baal Tigra, Baal Tosef is a huge topic, and we just have a chance to touch on it. Vaiter, Amar Mar, Kishev Shei Pochsa Man Kachem Osifin Aleim. Pshita, So isn't that obvious? You're not allowed to add on other meaning. So Ma'od Tema, no, you might say, Hov Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lulav Tzarech Eged. Since Rabbi Yehuda says that, V'imaisi Mina Achrina, Hayluchu Dekoy V'Hayluchu Dekoy. You might say, because Lulav Tzarech Eged, if you hold another min outside the Eged, so that's not going to be a problem. Because the Eged binds everything, and what's outside is outside. Kamash Malan, it's still no good. Kamash Malan, it still would be a problem of Baltosif. Keep in mind, if you remember, the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban in Dvarim, where Rashi gives examples of what's Baltosif, if you add on an extra parsha in your tefillin, and add on an extra tzitzis, and all, what he does not say is what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, I'll give you another example, if you make up your own mitzvah. The Ramban says that's also Baltosif. If I make up my own holiday, I say today's going to be a holiday when we all have to stand on our head and eat pizza. And I make that up as a holiday. That's the Isra of Baltosif. That's the Ramban in Parshas Vayeschanan. Ulafi daiti afilu bado la'asos mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Like Yeravam did, right? He made his own holiday. And that's why you have to say, in Rikka Megillah, right? In Yonat Yoma, the Gemara has to say why it's not Baltosif. The Gemara goes through. That's an exception to the rule. But that's the Ramban, that even a new mitzvah would be Baltosif. Interesting what the Machlokas is between Rashi and the Ramban. Omar Mar, but we'll continue. Lo matza esrog, lo yavi lo remember lo parish lo davar acher. You have to dafka bring an esrog pshita. Mao detei malesi. Ki hechid lo tishkaf torez esrog. You might think, still bring it so you don't forget the whole world of Dalad Minim. Kamash malam, we don't say that. Zimnen denofik chorva minei. No, it can lead to problems. If you're able to use a non-esrog this year, maybe you'll come to use a non-esrog next year. What would be the problem of taking the three minim without an esrog? Baltigra, right? Less. Would it be? So this is a fascinating discussion. If we wouldn't research, we would think that Baltigra is exactly parallel to Baltosif. Baltosif you add on to mitzvahs, and Baltigra you take away from mitzvahs. The problem, according to some achronim, not all, the two re'evan, everybody quotes this Turi Evan. Turi Evan is found in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches. The Beis Halevi quotes the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan says, no. If I only take three minim, that's not Bal Tigra. You're just not doing the mitzvah. If I have three parshiyos in my tefillin and not four, that's not Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra is defined as doing the mitzvah in a deficient way. If you're not doing the mitzvah, that's not Bal Tigra. So, for example, what are the examples in Shas? Gemara in Zvachim. If I have blood that I'm supposed to sprinkle four times, but I only sprinkle it once, so I'm yotzei b'di'eved. Right? Only one is ba'aki b'di'eved. But I did the mitzvah b'gira'on. I did it in a deficient way. Rav Schechter quotes this in the context of tcheles. Right? If he says, you assume that we have the tcheles, and you could do the mitzvah b'shlei musa, and you choose not to, that's a mitzvah b'gira'on. And that's why he's so machmir regarding the Baltigra in this context. Again, I'm not taking a stand on that issue, but that's his shita. Based on this, Turei Evan. But again, that's a fascinating issue. Baltigra, the worse it is, the better it might be. Because if you're not even doing the mitzvah, it might not be Baltigra. Baltigra, according to the Turei Evan, has to be a mitzvah that you're doing b'gira'on. But again, not all achronim say that, but that's his chiddush. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara Tashma, Esrog Hayashan Pasol. An old Esrog, that's our Girsa, is Pasol. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So Tiyufta, the Rav Tiyufta. So Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir, an old Esrog. Doesn't that prove that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Hadar, even by Esrog? Yes. So we knock out Rav's suggestion. That's not what the Machlokas is about. Says the Gemara, but we still continue again. Lo boy Hadar, really? So he does not need Hadar? Same question as before. Even though we had a Tiyufta, we ask another one. V'hanatzam, we learned in the Mishnah later on. Hayarek HaKarsi, if you have an Esrog that is as green, let's call Yara green, as a leek. Reb Meir Machshir Yehuda Posel. La Mishum Deboi Hadar. Isn't that because you need Hadar and this Kakarsi is not Hadar? Lo Mishum Devo Gamar Peira. No, that just means it's not ripe yet. If it's so green, not that it's a lack of Hadar, it's just not an Esrog yet. Tashma, same thing. Shir Esrog Katan. What's the minimum shir of an Esrog? Rebbe Meir Omer Ke'egos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Ke'beitza. It's got to be an egg size. La Mishum Deboi Hadar. Isn't that because you need Hadar? Lo Mishum Devo Gamar Peira. Same thing. It's not an Esrog yet. Tashma, last one. Ubigado. What's the maximum size? Kadesha Yochosh Nayim Biyado Achas. Div Rebbe Yehuda. You have to at least be able to hold two of them in one hand. For Rebbe Yossi Omer, Afilu Echa B'Sheyodav. No, even one in two hands. My time, Allah Mishan Deboi Hadar. Why does Rebbe Yehuda say a humongous one is no good? The size of a watermelon? right? Isn't it because it's not bothered? It's not beautiful. Where says low? Kiva da Amar Rabba, lulav yamin v'esrog b'smol. Since Rava says, as we'll see later on, the lulav is in your right hand and the esrog in the left hand. Zimnin to michlefile. Sometimes you'll have to switch hands. Vasilav uchinu, vasilav sule. It's just a practical level, practical issue. They might drop it if it's so big, right? Interesting. We'll talk about that later. Dafka the lulav in the right and the esrog in the left. So it's not like by Hoshanas, we have them both in one hand and the sitter in the other hand. So some folks can say maybe it's a nice idea to get the mitzvah, dafka right and dafka the left, to have the sitter in front of you and being careful. Finally, Ela, Rabbi Yehuda, Adaksiv Hadar. So fine, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Hadar by Esrog, so what does he do with the word, pre-ates Hadar? Doesn't it say that? So Ahu, Hadar b'ilano mishana l'shana. No, that just means Hadar, the fruit that stays from season to season in the tree. And that's an allusion to Esro. Kadar bilano, mishana l'shana. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Vayter with Avodah Zah, Shera, and Irani Dachas, and all the other Lamaisa issues of Lulav coming up. Tomorrow's daf is still Lulav. We talk about Gehenim tomorrow. And then we get into Hadas. Okay, Parsha Shir is up. Parsha Shir is up from last night. Parsha's Vayikra.